You didn't have to do that, Paul.
She was told not to wear that flower.
And what difference does it make if she did?
It means she doesn't give a damn, Jucko, about the act, the puppets, or any of it.
She does, Paul. She believes in those puppets. She depends on them.
And you're forgetting about Marco and how she runs to him every night.
She doesn't run to Marco. She runs away from you.
Then let her go. It's not my job to take care of every stray cat that wanders into this carnival.
Paul, why do you shout? What's Lily done except make this act a success?
Success? And what would you know about success? A few dirty frocks, a little applause, and you think that's all there is to it. Poor Jaco, you ought to stay here forever. A sideshow's where you belong. Jaco.
That's what I needed. Just what I needed. Something hanging around my neck. A helpless thing depending on me. Depending on me to bear its burden, clothe and feed it, practically carry it. A grown-up girl with the mind of a child. Depending on me, measuring me. Everywhere.
It's late, Paul. And cold. You'd better come inside.
Jacob.
No more, Paul. I don't want to argue anymore.
Jacob, when we go to the main tent, I want to make some changes. Marguerite's tiara needs to be replaced. And Renardo's nose.
Paul?
And I want to write a new song. Something Lily can sing by herself. We can rehearse it tomorrow.
Why wait? It's only 3 a.m. I'll get her right now.
Let her sleep, Jacob. There's plenty of time tomorrow. Come on, old friend. You'd better get to bed.
In a minute, Paul. Paul? Good news. It's Arden. Getting a new nose. And a new tiara. A new song. Play Dijon. Lowell here of us. And Lyon. And then Marseille. And then Paris. The grand imperial Cirque de Paris, Cirque de Paris, Cirque de Paris. A troupe established by royal decree, the jewel of the continent's traveling circuses, international stars of renown, the finest artists, 70 a million. Imperial Cirque de Paris. Wake up, everybody, we're going to go first. Which one do we get? Cirque de Paris in here.
Cirque de Paris, Cirque de Paris.
All we need is one good act, and girls will be mad to see
it. You love the continent's traveling circuses, international stars of renown, the finest artists, 70 bees, a million thrills in our welcome orange.
Thank you. excuse me, but I'm looking for the incomparable Rosalie.
Mr. Marco, wake up! You've got a visitor!
No, no, I want to see Rosalie! I don't know any Marco! The incomparable Rosalie!
What's all this shouting about?
I want to see Rosalie. I'm her fiancé, Dr. Wilhelm Glass.
The Dr. Glass of Zurich, Switzerland?
Rosalie doesn't know that yet. That's why I brought Elsa, one of my patients. Had a tough time with her, though. Did you ever try to put a chicken in traction?
Not recently.
Wonderful during the operation, though. Not many patients have enough confidence in their doctors to lay eggs under ether.
Rosalie, wake up!
Hans here has the drift. He may not look it now, but last night, he was a mighty sick bunny.
Rosalie, where are you?
Marco, what do you mean by calling me this hour of the morning?
A happy surprise, Rosalie, darling. Say hello to Dr. Wilhelm Glass of Zurich, Switzerland.
Wilhelm?
And this here is one of his patients, Elsa. She laid eggs under ether.
Rosalie, darling.
Oh, Wilhelm, I don't mean to complain, but something in there is eating lettuce.
That's just
time. Dr. Glass, Wilhelm, before we go any further with our happy plan, there are certain things about me you ought to know. To begin with, I'm a bit self-centered, and I'm also spoiled and selfish and terribly extravagant, and I can't cook or clean. What's that?
Oh, that's just Papa waiting for us in the car. Not the Alfa Romeo. That's mine. He's in the Rolls.
Rolls? Get all that from Sick Bunny?
Well, I must admit, Papa has a few other resources. He's in the hotel business. The Royale in Rome, the Majestic in Paris, the Splendid in Vienna. He owns them.
Look, Rosalie, we can't spend around all day. We've got to rehearse. You messed up the sword box again last night, and I'm not going on.
Marco, maybe you'd better start without me.
No, wait a minute, Rosalie. You're not walking out on me like that. Not without having...
Wilhelm, why don't you wait for me in the Rolls? I'll change and be right along.
All right, Rosalie. But hurry. Papa is anxious to meet you.
Be there in a minute. Bye, Hans.
That's Elsa.
Oh, I never could tell the difference. You see, we girls at the convent, well, we never. All right, Marco, let's have it.
Have what, Rosalie?
The vows, the threats, the promises to turn over a new leaf, if only I'll stay.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, dear, but all I wanted to do was wish you a goodbye and good luck.
Come on, Marco. You haven't wished anybody good luck since you put your mama on the Titanic.
Well, as a matter of fact, dear, I've just realized what a lucky break this is for me. You see, I've been thinking of doing a new act, one that would require a different sort of partner. Someone younger, with a bit more taste.
What's wrong with my taste?
Someone who could take me to the place I should have been playing years ago. Lily.
Marco, you can't. She's working with Paul.
She may not be when I'm through talking to her.
You won't get away with this, Marco. I'll go to Schlegel.
You'd better hurry, dear. It's a long way to the ring.
Why, you dirty, low, miserable...
Rosalie.
Coming, Wilhelm. I was just saying au revoir to my partner. Mr. Marco?
Lily, it's happened. Rosalie's gone off to get married. You know what that means? They're sharing the act is open. Open for you, Lily.
For me?
It'll be Marco the Magnificent and friends.
But I already have a job. With Carrot Top and Renardo and Paul...
You call that a job? Talking to puppets? You were made for greater things than that, Lily. Remember how easily I took the cigarette out of your ear? That's because you've got sensitivity. Rosalie was ordinary, and she made me ordinary. But with you to help me, Lily, I could go to places I really belong. London, Paris, Rome, with you to help me. Lily, dear.
Lily, dear.
Lily, darling.
Lily!
Really, Paul, you do pick the oddest time.
Get out of here, Marco.
Who could resist an invitation so beautifully phrased? Goodbye for now, Lily. We'll continue our discussion later on.
I'm sorry, Mr. Paul.
I'm ready to rehearse. Start with the song.
I just stopped to talk to Mr. Marco.
I don't want
to
hear about Mr. Marco. Do the song.
Right here?
Here.
Yes, Mr. Paul. Rosy Montino, I'm a black cat and this.
I told you to turn on that line.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
Do it again.
Ruby Montino. I'm sorry, I keep forgetting.
Do it again.
Maybe if I practiced it by...
I want you to do it now.
Yes, sir. Ruby Montino, I'm a black cat and this.
Turn, don't walk around.
I'm trying to, Mr. Paul.
I'm sure you could do it well enough if Mr. Marco were here to help you.
It's not that. It's just that I'm a little...
Nervous?
Yes.
And why is our Lily nervous? I'll tell you why. Because of something her lover whispered.
He didn't whisper anything. He just...
I don't want to hear what he said. Do the song again.
I can't.
Do I have to do everything for you? Show you everything? Yourself up. Then turn, like this.
Mr. Poe, what's wrong?
Nothing's wrong. I just see I'm wasting my time. You don't want to learn.
I do.
You can hardly wait to get away from me and back here, Marco. Well, go on. Run after him. Chase him. Love him. Kiss him. That's what you want, isn't it?
Some kind of monster, a monster, a devil. He yells as we reach out and reach.
that's wrong, dear. She was fired. I'm doing the act alone tonight, but starting next week, I'm breaking in a new partner.
I'll tell you this one. Quit it! Shut up, son. Don't you want to be a star?
I don't know if I like this, Marco. The public pays to see you and Rosalie.
And they'll pay to see me and anybody else.
Oh, I don't know. I work, I try. Where does this get me?
You said you wanted to try the sword box, Marco.
Well, well, well. If it isn't the future frog lad, come back to show me your engagement ring, Rosalie. Or maybe the brace of bunnies Willem is giving you as a wedding present.
The doctor's gone back to Zurich, Marco. I'm down. You said you wanted to try the sword box.
Now, wait a minute, Rosalie. You don't come crawling back often. I want to enjoy it.
I'm not quite crawling, Marco. Wilhelm might have been a little disillusioned with me, but Papa Glass would be delighted not to have an actress in the family. He is a present of his autograph.
That ought to light your declining years, Rosalie.
On this piece of paper. It's not very formal, of course, but if you read it closely, you'll see it's a perfectly legal contract for the act to play some of those hotels he owns. The Royal, the Blondie, the Majestic.
Let me see that.
No, 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 no. Oh, no. Little Rosalie's going to hold on to this to make sure her partner stays in line. By the way, there's a bus from town late tonight. If we get on it, it could get us to Rome by tomorrow morning. Now, why don't you try those swords, dear? And remember what Mama is holding right next to her heart.
No, you don't trust me. After all these years.
You're wasting your time, Marco.
But I always held the contract. It was like a bond between us. And now I find that this tie, too, is broken.
Oh, by the way, dear, you'll have to tell Lily you won't be able to use her. Too bad, lover.
You hurt. Does it really bring you ecstasy to hurt? I'm not insensitive, you know. Quite the opposite. I'm insecure and filled with reservations. Just a child who starts for adulation, you know. And so, you hurt. How inhuman can you be if you are accusing me again? Always you. Though your eyes may wander to and fro and yonder, still my heart's affection always be.
Watch it!
In one direction. Every beat for you, my sweet. All the love my beating heart can brew. It shocks me so. You didn't know that it was I. As the head of the act, I'm holding on to it.
I should have put it somewhere safer.
I would have found it there, too.
You promised me for convention's sake a ring and a squire and a wedding cake. I realize now my big mistake before.
and said, I do. I did.
My heart's affection always beats in one direction. Every beat for you, my sweet, all the love my beating heart can prove.
I'll be living for you.
It's hard
to go on your road.
You did.
Besides, you've got enough to do if you want to be ready for this bus tonight. I go on alone, you start packing, and I'll meet you right after the show.
All right, but you'd better be here.
Of course I'll be here. Darling?
Oh, my love never knew. all night, we'll miss the bus. I wonder if we have everything. What about my makeup box and my curlers? They were right out on the table, but you never see anything, even if it's right in front of your eyes. Oh, well, I suppose I can get another. It'll be worth it to get out of this place for once and for all. Marco, come on! Must I spend my life waiting for you? All right, I'll spend my life waiting for you.
Lily?
Yes, Mr. Marco.
I'm going now, Lily, but don't worry. As soon as I get rid of Rosalie, I come back. You go ahead as a carnival to Dijon. I'll meet you there on Monday.
I won't be there, Mr. Marco. I'm leaving the carnival.
What do you mean, Lily?
I'm not going with you.
Paul, he talked to you. What did he say?
It doesn't matter. I suppose I knew everything he tried to tell me anyhow. I've been putting things together in my head all day, Marco. And I know now that I've been living in a little girl's dream, not seeing anything except what I wanted to see. Not that dreams are bad to have. It's just that there's a time for them to end. That is the time for going to school, a time for visiting our parents, a time for falling in love with the beautiful magician, and a time for waking up. And we just have to learn each time to say, this is over. Now go on to the next thing.
Who taught you that, Lily?
I guess it's something nobody can teach you, Marco. You just get older, and you learn. It's the blue carnation. It could never be real, but it was really beautiful.
I can make you another, Lily, a red one.
Goodbye, Marco.
Bye, little moth.
Give the man something in exchange.
What would you give in exchange?
Another seal skin. Me, I really am a seal, you know.
Oh, Henry, you traded your life to get a present from me.
I want to go with you too, Lily. Why don't you take us all with you?
We don't want you to forget us, Lily.
could never forget you. Any of you. You've become so close to me, and I know you love me. You're trembling. Why are you trembling? All those things Carrot Top said to me, they were you. Why, Mr. Paul, why? Who are you anyway? Why do you hide behind the puppet?
Because I am the puppet. I'm Carrot Top, the good friend, understanding, perceptive. I'm Henry. He's bad, clumsy, longing to be loved. I'm Marguerite, too. Vain, jealous, obsessed with self, studying my face in the mirror. I'm Renardo, the thief, the opportunist, full of compromise and lies. I'm all of these things and as many more again. Now must I make a new part to show the part that you've managed to see. The monster, the enemy, clumping along with his leg anchored to the ground and his heart anchored. All right. You have what you wanted. Me, what I am. What you wanted to see. Now get out.
Tapoihin.